We are in Simen Reish Ches. We are up to Sif Tezayin. We'll be doing Tezayin and Yud Zayin. Shoso Yayin Umayin. What happens if someone drank wine and water? Ein lo levarach al amayim bar nefashis. You don't make a separate bar nefashis on the water. Shebirkas hayayin potrason kishem shebibracha rishoni yayin potr kol minei mashkin. The same way that the bracha of bar priya gofen covers other mashkin because they're considered tuffle to wine, so too the bracha achrona of wine covers the water and you or the other mashkin, and you will not have to make another bracha achrona. Now the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is, and previously in here as well, in other places, that the only time this works is if you were koveya al yayin. That means you really sat down to drink a considerable amount of wine. Whereas if someone just tasted a little bit of wine, that does not cover other liquids. Now here we're talking about bracha achrona. So if we're talking about bracha achrona, you had to have had a shear of the wine. But it had to have been drunk derech keva, that you really sat down, you were kaveh yourself to drink wine. Now, also, it only works if the water was in front of him. The other mashkin were in front of him. If they're not in front of him, the bracha achrona will not work. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this in other places. Further, what happens if someone had wine and then thought he wasn't going to drink anything else? Then he got some other mashkin and decided to drink it. So there he would have to make a bar priya gofen on the wine and a shah kol on that other mashkin. The bracha achrona would still cover it, meaning the bracha achrona of ala gefen would still cover the other mashkin, although he made a different bracha rishona. The Bir Halacha mentions that benching will cover the yayin that you drank certainly during the meal. Even though during the meal, if you want to drink wine, you have to say a bara priya gofen, but you do not have to say a bracha achrona. Benching covers that. Not only that, but even if it was shalo besuda, the halachi is that it will be covered by the birkas hamazon. If you benched already, you wouldn't have to make another bracha, although the wine you drank was not part of your meal. Now, what happens if you drink after the meal? You finished eating, you didn't bench yet, but now you decided to drink, meaning you're not having, this isn't machmas asuda. So the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah Berurah previously told us, and the Machaber already brought it down, that we do not have a siluk hashulchan, we always call it machmas asuda. The only case would be, someone said, havlanu nevarech, let's bench, and then he said, you know, as an afterthought, maybe I'd like some wine. So there the halacha is as follows. According to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbam and the Baal HaMor, if you drank wine at the end of the after the meal, benching will cover it anyway. Whereas the Ramban and the Ran say that you will have to say a bracha mein shalosh, you'll have to say an ala gefen, unless you are mechaven beferish for benching to cover it. So lamaisa, the ideal thing to do in such a case, where you said havlan and avarach and had wine afterwards, you should have a fairish kavan mafureshes that the birkas hamazon should cover it. Now, what happens if you drank before the suda? So there too, there's a machlokas. The Baal HaMor, the Ramban, the Ran, they say that wine is not covered by benching because it's unrelated to your meal. Whereas the Rosh holds that it does cover it because it works up your appetite for eating, for having food. Lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh that you do not have to make a bracha, you know, that the benching does cover it. The Mishnah Berurah says here too, the ideal is really that you should have the kavanah mefureshes that Birkas HaMazon should cover it. Sif Yud Zayin. Bracha, Birkas Gimel, benching, real benching, ein apoteres me'ein shalosh. Benching will not cover me'ein shalosh. Shim ochal daisa, if you ate cereal and then you benched instead, ein birkas hamazon potroso. Avol biyayin, birkas shlosha potroso. But if someone had wine, benching will cover that. Shim biruch alayayin, birkas hamazon. By mistake, someone drank wine and he benched. B'mokom al hagefen, instead of al hagefen, yotza. V'hu adinim biruch alatmorim, birkas hamazon, b'mokom al ha'etz yotza. So there are two things that benching works for, outside of bread, and that is number one, wine, number two, dates, because they're all filling. Even if all he said was the first bracha of benching, that's enough. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik from here that midaraisa, even though you only said the first bracha, that was the only thing that was ma'akev, and nothing else really is bidiyevid. What happens if you're in the middle of Hazanas Olam and then you realize that all you did was drank wine or ate dates? He should, in the middle, move on and make sure to finish with Me'ein Shalash. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in addition to wine and tamarin, the day of most achronim is that Birkas HaMazon will cover all mazonis. Certainly cake, but even a dish of mazonis, if you benched, it will cover it. So even though the Machaber mentioned that daisa is not covered by benching, Rov Achronim hold that anything made of grain is covered by Birkas HaMazon.